Alo Elelei, Talofa Lava, Nissan Pulovinaka, Fakalofa Lahiatu.
Te ama Pacifica Health.
Good afternoon, our listeners on Planet FM. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Te Ama on Planet FM, a program gained at the health aspects of our well-being. Thanks to the Ministry of Health, we are able to speak on a weekly basis, helping each other on bettering our minds, our bodies, and our souls through better living. So thank you for tuning in to Te Ama. My name is Lutila Kalolo. Talohani, I hope you are all well and uplifted. Firstly, we'll have a prayer before we start off our day, and I give you a rundown on what our topic will be for today. So I'll start off with a beautiful prayer for us. Almighty and merciful God, as we embark on this journey towards better health, grant us the strength and determination and perseverance to make positive changes in our lives. Bless this program, guide us in our efforts, and may it lead us to physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. Amen. Oh, well, okay, our listeners, I hope you all had a really, really good weekend. We had a very productive weekend here at my family house right now. If you're probably all wondering where Fale is taking a break this week. So I hope she's going to have a good rest and take care of herself and also her family. So we bid you love, Fale, and the family, and hope that you are okay. Okay, I'm going to read a poem. Mum, do you want to hear a poem today?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. I will read a poem. In the morning's gentle rise, golden beams paint the skies. Sunshine whispers soft and bright, chasing shadows, banishing light. A dance of light, a radiant show on fields of green and rivers that flow. Each ray a kiss, a warm embrace, filling hearts with boundless grace. Through laughter's echo and tears that dry, sunshine's touch can lift us high. In its warmth, we find our way, guided by the light of day. So let us bask in its golden glow, in every dawn, in every afterglow. For in sunshine's glow, we find our cheer, a beacon of hope, forever and near. So, our topic for today is sunshine. Sunshine is a fundamental aspect of our natural world, providing warmth, light, and energy to sustain life on Earth. It is the radiant energy emitted by our sun, our closest star, and plays a crucial role in various aspects of our daily lives, from influencing weather patterns to empowering photosynthesis in plants. Beyond its practical importance, sunshine often evokes feelings of joy, positivity, and vitality in humans, making it a symbol of optimism and happiness across cultures. Understanding the science and the significance of sunshine is essential for appreciating its profound impact on our planet and also our well-being. Now, let's embark on a journey into the realm of health, a topic that affects every aspect of our lives, from the physical to the emotional and even the social. Health is not merely an absence of illness, it's a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being. In a couple of minutes, we'll explore the intricate web of factors that contribute to our health and also our well-being. So, what are the benefits of sunshine, besides the fact that it makes you beautifully glow out there in the sun, outside with you? With your family, sunshine offers numerous benefits for both our physical and our mental well-being. Vitamin D. Sun exposure triggers the photosynthesis of vitamin D in our skin, which is essential for bone health, immune function, and mood regulation, which is something that I love. The sun makes me feel happy when I go outside and stand out there for a little bit. Can't have too much of it, though. Improved mood. Sunlight exposure stimulates the production of serotonin, a neurotransmitter associated with mood regulation. It can also help alleviate symptoms of seasonal affective disorder, or known as SAD, SAD, and improve overall moods. Enhanced sleep. Exposure to natural light during the day helps regulate our rhythm, promoting better sleep quality and also duration. Our skin. Moderate sun exposure can improve certain skin conditions such as psoriasis, eczema, and acne due to its anti-inflammatory effects, which is great. The sun is amazing. Bone health. Vitamin D synthesis forms sunlight that helps the body absorb calcium and phosphorus, crucial minerals for maintaining strong bones and preventing conditions like, osteoporosis. Now, immune function. Adequate vitamin D levels obtained partially through the sun exposure support a healthy immune system, reducing the risk of infections and autoimmune diseases. The sun has a lot of things that can help us with, which is an amazing thing in its own way. Blood pressure regulation, which is something that I have right now that I'm going through that I have to take tablets for. So here it says blood pressure regulation. Sun exposure stimulates the production of nitric oxide in the skin, which helps lower blood pressure and improve cardiovascular health. My mum's quite fortunate. She doesn't have any high blood pressure. Hey, Mum, do you have any high blood pressure? Probably when she's talking to my kids. And the other one was cancer prevention. Now, while excessive sun exposure can increase the risk of skin cancer, moderate exposure may actually reduce the risk of certain cancers such as colon, breast, prostate, and ovarian cancers through vitamin D production and also mechanisms. Now, however, it's essential to enjoy sunshine responsibly and avoid overexposure, which can lead to you getting sunburned or premature aging and an increase of skin cancer. So it's recommended to seek shade during peak sunlight hours, wearing protective clothing, you've got hats, you've got sunscreens when spending long periods of time just outside with your family and friends. Sunshine can also be utilised in various ways to benefit individuals and society. Solar energy production, amazing in itself, using the sun. Sunshine can be converted into electricity through solar panels, providing a clean, renewable source of energy for homes, businesses, and communities. Also, Tokelau was actually the first nation in the world to become 100% renewable energy. So they solely rely on solar power energy, which is something really good. That's where we're from. It's an atoll that's made of three atolls. There's an extra one there. And that's how we live, for solar energy. Before that, we had a generator going at each atoll, and that was working pretty, pretty hard. The other thing too that's good with sunshine is heating and cooling. Sunshine can be harnessed for passive and solar heating, cooling systems in buildings, reducing reliance on traditional heating, cooling methods, and lowering energy costs. The agriculture, sunlight's essential for photosynthesis, vitamin D synthesis. There's mood enhancements, solar cooking, water heating, and outdoor recreation. Sunshine provides opportunities for outdoor activities such as sports, gardening. My mum loves her gardening, and also having picnics and promoting physical activity and overall well-being. Now, overall, harnessing the power of sunshine can lead to sustainable practices, improved health outcomes, and enhanced quality of life for individuals and communities. Now, if you're wondering, what about these countries that don't have that much sun exposure? Where we're from, we get the sun all the time. Even if it rains, it's still hot. You run into the water, into the ocean, and the water is beaming hot. Now, you're wondering with other countries that don't. Living in a country that has limited sunshine presents challenges, yes, but there are still several actions individuals can take to mitigate its effects. So let's say, for an example, they could look at supplemental lighting, invest in a full spectrum of artificial lighting to mimic natural light or sunlight indoors, especially during the darker months. This can help regulate moods and also maintain vitamin D levels. That's pretty interesting. Now, the other one is outdoor activities, taking advantage of any available sunlight by spending time outdoors whenever possible, even if it's limited. Plan outdoor activities during the brightest time of the day. The other one is dietary adjustments, which is consuming foods that are rich in vitamin D, such as fatty fish. What's a fatty fish? Salmon. That's probably my favourite. What's another fatty fish, Mum? Tinai het balu. I have no idea how to call them balangi, but I'll ask you later. The other one too is light therapy, considering using light therapy boxes or lamps which emit bright and mimic sunlight. Mindfulness and self-care, engaging in mindfulness practices, planned vacations, taking advantage of vacations or trips to sunnier destinations when possible to replenish vitamin D levels. So see if you can go to Tokelau. They'll give you heaps of sun. connecting with others is staying connected with friends and family and support networks to combat feelings of isolation that could accompany a prolonged periods of darkness. Staying active, regular exercise can also improve your mood and energy levels, even in the absence of abundant sunlight. Find indoor activities or join fitness classes and staying active year-round. Now, by implementing these strategies, individuals can actually better cope with living in a country that has limited sunshine and maintain their overall well-being. Now, I love being outdoors with my kids, but I've noticed over the time that it's probably best not to have too much sunlight. So I can probably take at least an hour and then I'd have to come inside, cooling off, grabbing something cold to drink. The other aspects too of sunshine is how much we need it to dry our clothes, to make us feel happy. All of those aspects as to why it's so important for us to have the sun. The many benefits of having sunshine within our lives is something that was created by God. And that's one thing that I totally find really astounding that still exists to this day, that our God was able to make all of these things for us so we were able to live together. And also, make use of what he has put on this earth for all of us. I encourage you, especially you young ones, if you have any elderly parents or grandparents or even some of your parents, encourage them to go outside. If you know of any aunties and uncles that don't get much sunlight, I encourage you also to go over, take them for a walk. If it's not a walk, put them in a wheelchair. Take them outside for maybe a good 15, 20 minutes. Not too much, depending on how much they can take of being outside. But just looking at those, and also your diet as well plays a big part as well in making yourself feel good. But the aspects of sun, some countries utilize power to run their dryers to be able to dry their clothes, whereas God gave us the sun to use to dry our clothes. A friend of mine had said she'd come back from America and was so used to using the dryer. She came to New Zealand and went, I forgot you people to use the sun to dry your clothes. So it was good to have her back home. I'm happy that she's back home. But she's also brought back a lot of things that are real, real positive. It's nice to have her back in New Zealand and for her to be able to breathe in some beautiful fresh air. So for you young ones as well, with some of these elderly parents and even the elderly parents, I really encourage you, if you don't have anybody around you, find it within your heart and within your soul and within all of your strength to be able to get up each day. Go for a little walk. Maybe if it's just around your house, open up the windows, let some sunshine in. Letting that sunshine into your house really, really does make a difference. I have to do that with my children every morning when we all get up. Even if it's cold and everybody's telling me to close the windows, I'm like, no, we need to put some fresh air into this house. And I'm glad that we do. The other aspect too is when you're outdoors, out in the sun, and you've got elderly parents with you, just be mindful with them because their skin is very, very delicate. I encourage you to put on sunscreen for them, something that's really nice and strong for their skin. But they've also, we've also got to remember too, with their skin being very thin and being very brittle, we have to be careful with how we handle our parents. But in saying that, I really do encourage you, especially those that don't go out much, is to utilize what we have sourced here right on our doorstep. You've got the sun that shines for us even on those rainy days. You know, just have something warm, have your family around you, have a little movie going on. I encourage you just to spend as much time as you can with your loved ones. But in terms of the subject that we've got today with the sun, I just wanted to say this, just a conclusion to the health that's a multifaceted concept that encompasses physical and mental and social well-being. Just by nurturing our healthy habits and cultivating resilience and advocating for systemic change, we can all strive towards a world where everyone has the opportunity to strive. So let's embark on this journey together, exploring the pathways to optimal health and well-being for ourselves and our community. Mum, what was the most favourite thing that you'd like to do in Tokelau on a sunny day?
E olo, olo hoki au i taha hauma i uta, ni? Fia fia lele o i olo i taha hauma ka tele tele nā waka i te lā.
Matea?
Matea nā. Fia fia lele o i olo i hoi taha hauma tūta o hoi te tai awala i nā pā, ni? Tutao hoki lalo. Kai vere hoki lako tatou halei te alawaka. Ko te manaia ko te hisulu mai o te laina tae ao ni. Ia, mana tua hoki lako tamaiti e alake lava. Olo he ohe hoki te tai ni.
Yes.
Ho te mana ia hoki lā ni awa, e hi hulu mai lava.
I'm gonna give a new name.